What is up, sportscast? Welcome to the Sports Stuff Show, the Kings of Sports. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so for updates, this is our 41st episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These episodes keep on piling up, not going to lie. Now that we've...
Two a week.
I know, now we got two a week. They're piling up. It's so funny because I was looking back at, like, the Pulse and, like, all their previous episodes. Of all, like, I don't know if they had shows before, like... prior shows, but we've already, even like last year, we had the most like episodes of any show on there, and I'm like, and we had significantly amount of like more views and stuff, and I'm like, man,
big dose.
Half of like 1 year, we've kind of like, you know, so that's kind of funny. I don't think we have like any. I mean, we're still trying to get the Boise State player on. I'm trying. Like, if we said it like. We're supposed to have it like 3 weeks ago, but it's been all up in the air. So, yeah, I will make sure we get that, but it will just be a matter of when, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, awesome, sounds good. Do you want to do like the Bean Boozle thing again, or just do want that be like a solely like a stuff thing?
We'll make it a stuff thing.
Okay, because I was like, I don't want that to be.
She can pick the word every time.
That'd be rough. I don't like that.
Was brutal.
Dude, that was rough. I was watching
it
back.
Took like 10.
I know. It was horrible. That was mad.
And I'm sure we both said some that we didn't even realize.
I know. I'm pretty sure we probably did. And like, because I didn't like, I was going to take the time to go into like things and then like mark every time we said it. And
that would
see
take
if
too
we,
long.
I know. I'm like, that would take way too long. But man, it was rough. But anyways, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a card.
Yep. I don't know where all the cards went. I'm just going to...
You got basketball.
Logos and mascots. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was the only Harlem Globetrotters player to be named league MVP of the NBA? Wilt Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone... or Meadowlark Lemon?
What is it again? Can you repeat it?
The only Harlem Globetrotter to go to the NBA and win MVP. You know what the Globetrotters are?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Well, then you're kind of screwed. They are, it's like a entertainment basketball team. They do like trick shots and weird dribbling and
oh.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Can you repeat the names then?
Wilt Chamberlain, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone, and Meadowlark Lemon. Meadowlark Lemon is a
I would say
great
Magic
name.
Johnson.
It was Wilt.
Seriously?
It was Wilt.
What? I thought he never won. It was just like a normal MVP?
Yeah, he won MVP in the NBA, but he was a Globetrotter before.
Oh. Wow.
Which is interesting.
Man. Okay. I'm already down 1-0. Okay. That's
well,
nice.
I got to get it.
How? Okay. That's way too hard. Okay. Okay, let's see with this one. Which MLB team chose a fan-designed character named Blooper, and it became its official mascot in 2018? I like how I keep on giving you like the mascot ones.
Baseball like, mascots? Okay, what
Atlanta
are the options?
Braves, Washington Nationals, or Detroit Tigers?
Seems like a Nationals thing. Nationals.
Atlanta Braves.
Ah! Dang it.
I was thinking, like, I'm like, Blooper does not, like, really give you
that
much.
That doesn't make
I mean,
sense at all, no.
Man. Okay. Well, we're down 0-0.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
So, Boise State. We beat UT Martin.
Man, that did not look like, it was, that looked bad.
Did
not look like it was going to be, like.
It was not amazing.
And we almost, if we would have gone on fourth down on, like, because that's what put us up, like, that many scores. No one scored. We only scored, I think, like once or twice in like, the second half. Like,
we had 10 points in the second half.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Hank got put up on the video board at one point talking about a teammate and he got booed.
Well, no, it was. Well, he got booed at first for. So, normally at the beginning of games, when they show the starters and they go like their name, they're like, and then, you know. Their position or whatever.
Oh, he got booed at that, too?
Yeah.
I wasn't in the building yet. I'm not going to lie.
He ended up... I didn't know this at first because I was in the press box getting a hot dog. And then I come back. And then the sports reporter that I was with... So a fun story about the press box, but I'll get to that. But I come back, and then they were like, yeah, did you see that they booed Hank? Or I got a text, and they were like, yeah, did you see that they booed Hank? And then I was like, what? And then they're like, yeah, when he said his name during the thing. And I'm like, wait, what? He did? Jeez. And then...
Because he always got the loudest cheers last year.
Yeah, like, he got booed, like, and that was, like, the starting thing. And I was like, what? And it was kind of funny because it was ironic because I wrote an article about how fans seemed like they wanted Taylen Green to start more.
Yeah.
And then the media wanted Hank.
Well, the student section and sure they, wanted Taylen.
Yeah, they sure made their, like, statement. And that was kind of crazy because, like, then J.L. Skinner ended up joining in because, okay, I'm fine.
Joining in? What do you mean?
He chimed in on, like, a whole situation on, like, Twitter and everything.
What did he say?
I'll get to it. But so in my opinion, so they ended up cheering at that point. And then there was cheers after Hank got injured or he got, like, hurt. And then they were, like, saw that Taylen was going to go in. And after Taylen
I think they were
in,
cheering for Taylen, not cheering that Hank got hurt. I hope.
Well, then Taylen went in, and then they started cheering more. So it was like were cheering at first.
People
and
saw
then
him, like, putting his helmet on, and people were like, oh, like, Taylen. And then he, like, jogged on the field. And honestly, that was the loudest of the entire game.
Yeah.
Was when Taylen jogged on the field. If they would have let him throw there, that it would have popped off the place.
I was making a joke to the person I was next to, and I was like, you see that handoff right there? That was a great handoff. And I'm like,
yeah.
I was joking about that. But, man, I think, I don't know. It seemed like they kind of cheered. Maybe because they're indirectly cheering because not that Hank is injured, but, like, indirectly cheering that they were going to see Taylen.
I think
that's still
what
kind
it was.
Of, yeah, I mean, that's still kind of rude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, I mean, man.
You saw some of the players were, like, waving at the student section, like, to shut up.
Yeah. So, J.L. Skinner, he ended up, like, putting on Twitter, like, right after the game. He was like, don't ever do that again. That's so disrespectful. We ride with whoever we do, but we don't, like,
yeah,
cheer on, like, someone getting injured.
He's right.
So it's not like, then he was like, don't ever do that again. They talked about it in the press conference, and they were like, that's so disrespectful. Like, don't do that. Because it's like, they had a ton of injuries that game, and it's like, they kind of just, you know, you wish for the best for the player, and then it's like,
yeah,
but they do need the next player to go on. Yeah, right. Like,
It wasn't anything
like
serious,
he just got hit
thankfully.
The head or something.
I think, like, he would have been fine. Like, if the game was close, he probably would have come back in. But
yeah,
it was wraps at that
point.
I thought
Taylen should have came in earlier because they were already kind of won. Like,
yeah,
at that
I guess.
Because it was like 37. Like,
Hank was all right. There's a lot of plays where he holds onto the ball too long and takes sacks he shouldn't.
Well, and then he fumbled. Like,
yeah, he did do that
so many times.
But he did make a couple impressive throws that I'm not used to seeing from him. He made one.
He made some darts. Like, he
made
he
one
some
down
darts.
The down the right sideline, layered it over a linebacker, under a safety, right on the money. It was the best throw
was
I've
the
seen
Steph
him
Cobbs
make.
One?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've never seen him make a throw nearly that good. It was an excellent throw. So he wasn't bad. That performance, though, against a better team is a loss. For sure. Like, they're taking field goals in the red zone against UT Martin. You got to finish drives against opponents like that. And that's not just a Hank thing. That's honestly, it's mostly a play calling thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was saying. I was like, we're winning, but against UT Martin.
Right.
And this is like,
it's
going to
get tougher.
By like, yeah. Especially
next,
since
next
we're
home
playing
game is San Diego State.
Yeah.
And BYU's coming here.
So it's going to be rough. And It was very concerning, if I'm going to be honest. Who's our next game?
UTEP.
UTEP? Okay.
On the road.
Which I think that's a little bit scarier, too. Like,
nah, we'll be fine.
I mean, last year
I'm pretty sure they just got blown out by New Mexico.
Did they? Oh, never mind.
I think so.
But, I thought UT Martin's quarterback is actually pretty good. I don't know. He was kind of darting it up.
Yeah, he played solid.
He played pretty good.
At a certain point, like, protection started breaking down. Guys weren't separating, and there was nothing
he
could
was
do.
Just,
but
he had to, like, scratch.
Honestly, he made some solid throws.
Yeah, like, he was kind of darting it up. But I think, reiterating what you said.
Yeah, UTEP lost by 17 to New Mexico.
Oh, man. Never mind.
Oof.
But, it was – we played pretty, like, I mean, like – good because
it was enough.
It was, yeah.
But that won't be enough against better teams.
And It was weird because a ton of people left very early on.
Oh my gosh, and yeah.
I don't think
half
that was...
Half the student section left at halftime.
And people, some people didn't even really show up, like, really early because they didn't care.
I was late.
Like, at UTEP, everyone was there early. Yeah. It was completely full. And people stayed throughout a majority of the game.
Because people, we played before the really fourth well. Quarter, people left for UTEP.
But that made sense because we were blowing them out. Like, right. This game, it was still really close.
I think
like,
people, a lot of people I know left because it was hot.
Yeah,
and
that's
they just,
true.
They just didn't and feel was, like I watching mean, it. And really it was good. Pretty much wraps at yeah. half anyway.
Like, there was a ton of people that just went second quarter and then left.
Yeah.
Like, but it was weird.
I got in the building on Boise's second drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were a little late.
Yeah, I think the first drive was pretty impressive because it was George Halani.
Yeah, I watched it back and it was solid. Halani played awesome.
Yeah.
He was great.
And I mean,
so did, how do you say his last name? Genty? Is it?
Genty.
Genty.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Like,
that's a really good 1-2 punch.
I think I'm kind of concerned because, you know, George Halani, he's had really good games, mm-hmm. but I feel like they've been against weaker opponents. So I feel like, I want to see him, consistently. Because before, he used to be consistent every single game.
He was a little
really
down
great.
Year last year. But...
And I think it's also sometimes the play calling as well.
That's a huge part of it. The play calling is so bad.
Yeah. Like,
it's so bad.
I think that's also an issue of like why, you know, we haven't had as many rushing yards or like we haven't been able to establish the run. So
we throw on first down and half the time it's incomplete. And then we run on second and 10. Why do you run on second and long? Like I don't get it, man. It's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, like you should like. I really think you like. I'm a strong believer. Well, you should run on first down.
Oh my gosh! And then, like Hank takes the sack, and it's like second and 34 or something. We run on second and 34. I get it if it's like third and 34, you just run and then punt. It's second down, and you're giving up.
Yeah.
And then third down, they run on second and 34, and then throw a screen.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm so tired of the play calling. It's miserable.
It's really rough.
Game in and game out. It was miserable last year. It just got bailed out by Khalil.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole offense really got bailed out by Khalil last year.
This
year, I'm gaining even more appreciation for how good he was.
I mean, it's kind of weird because I feel like this year, because it was kind of an obvious thing, like who's going to step into Shaq's position?
Nobody.
And
so far.
Right now, no one has. I mean, okay, we've seen... Glimpses. Okay, my personal opinion coming into the year, I thought Steph Cobbs was going to be clear number one. Clear
I thought cut. He was going to do more than he's doing.
I thought because he had some really good game, especially against. I think it was.
He had one really good game last year.
It was either UTEP or
he housed a punt
Oklahoma
against
State.
Utah against UTEP. I think it was Oklahoma State that he played
he
really.
He played
good.
Really good against a like.
God, we should have won that game.
And then like he played really good, and everyone's like, man. He's going to do really good this year. And then he hasn't really seen much.
He's getting more defensive attention now than
he
was
with Khalil.
It kind of
seemed like Billy Bowens was like getting more plays and getting more touches.
I like Capels, too.
And, well, now Capels is kind of...
I think Capels is solid.
Capels is doing pretty good now. And it's like, is he going to step in?
One of them's got to step up, though. Like, one of them has to separate from the rest and be the guy.
But right now, it kind of seemed like Billy Bowens, but they gave him chances. He kept on dropping passes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've kind of seen that from the last couple of years, so...
We'll see.
I mean,
lots of time.
Yeah, but
yeah. So that's Boise. We're at UTEP next before coming back home for San Diego State.
I really wish they would have played Talen to at least see if he would have done like because
it wasn't like put away though.
Yeah,
like we were in control, but it was still a 2-possession game most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I understand.
I feel like the thing is though is that like you see these performances by Hank and you can't like beg but wonder. How Talen would have done in that situation. Like, that's what I kind of see.
You can always wonder.
Is,
but...
like, how Talen would have done against, like, UTEP. How Talen would have done against New Mexico. Like,
yeah. I don't think that Hank played particularly bad in this one. I think he needs to learn to throw the ball away.
I think
away.
He played significantly better this game than he did
in
New Mexico.
You can tell that there's a QB competition going on. Like, he's not... His job is not safe. He's taking hits.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 4-year starter that's not really a runner who's taking hits. Now, that's how you know that Talen's getting consideration.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, on to General College.
Yep. Card.
Right.
I
will never remember right away.
They're all, like, scattered.
All right.
Okay, let me... Wait, what did you say before? You'll never what?
I just never remember before I say this topic. Okay, baseball. Which MLB team in 2004 became the first to ever win a playoff series after being down 3-0? So they were down 3-0.
Oh, I think I know this one. Won.
You confident enough to guess now?
I think it was, I want to say like Atlanta, but I want to know the names.
I'll give you the names. The Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, the Houston Astros, or the Boston Red Sox?
I'm pretty sure it was Atlanta.
It's Boston.
Was it?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I thought it was Atlanta. I thought it was really...
Could you imagine being up 3-0 and losing?
Well, that's what I looked at because that's how I figured it out was I was playing MLB The Show and I was down 3-0 and I'm like, man, what are the odds? Would this be the only time a team has been like...
It's happened in baseball and hockey, never in basketball.
Man,
honestly, I don't think it ever will in basketball.
Yeah, I mean, basketball, I feel like it's kind of like, especially with those games, like it's very hard to, it's like, it kind of shows the main team. Because
I think basketball more than any other sport, the better team wins in the playoffs. Like it's so much harder in basketball to swing momentum than other sports, I think.
Yeah.
Like hockey, baseball. You get one up on the board. That's a way bigger deal than in basketball. Like play doesn't change the game in basketball the way it does in those.
Well, like, and then in baseball, you just sometimes have bad hitting days. Sometimes you have bad pitching days. Like, Clayton Kershaw sometimes would play horribly in the playoffs, and it's kind of like. So I mean, I think that's kind of a thing with basketball. It's kind of like consistent, repetitive.
I think the best team wins almost every year in basketball.
Let me see here. You got all sports.
Interesting.
Oof. This one's kind of hard. It's kind of like Olympic teams on this side.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, do you know Formula One?
No. I've never watched Formula One. How about Serena Williams? Sure.
Okay, what is Serena Williams' record in 8 Australian Open tennis finals as of 2019? I read that so weird.
Yeah.
Okay. What is Serena Williams' record in the 8 Australian Open tennis finals she has reached as of 2019? 8-0, 7-1, 5-3, or 4-4?
I can't imagine that it's 8-0 or 4-4. I'm going to go 7-1.
You're right.
Yes!
Man, up on the board.
Big tennis guy. All right. Big tennis guy.
Last year when you were like, I watch every single game. He's like, no, I don't.
Yeah. All right. On to general college football.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon went to BYU and crushed them. 41-20, I believe it was.
Everyone was talking about that in the press box.
That wasn't close. So, in my opinion, this just shows how good Georgia is.
Yeah.
Because Oregon scored 70 last week. And they just blew out BYU, who was ranked top 15.
Yeah.
They lost 49-3 to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
49-3. I will also say about Georgia, their tight end, Brock Bowers, is white Kyle Pitts. Yes. Yeah. He scored 3 touchdowns this week. He ran one in, and he's just unbelievable. He's going to be a top 10 pick.
Didn't Kyle Pitts go to Georgia?
Florida.
Florida, okay. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
They had the Kyle Trask to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Oregon beat BYU, and then App State. App State has been the most
crazy.
Week one, they lose 63-61 after scoring 40 in the fourth quarter.
And then they had so many chances to win that game.
Yes.
If they would have beat that game.
Week two, they upset Texas A&M, who was ranked top 5, I want to say.
Yeah.
Top 10 for sure. Week three, they win on a walk-off Hail Mary that didn't even reach the end zone. It got batted away, the receiver catches it and runs 10 in. Yards into the end zone. App State crazy. Is so fun. They're must-watch TV right now. It's insane.
It's ridiculous. And it's like them and Marshall kind of made a name for themselves too. Like I didn't see what they did.
I think Marshall lost this week.
Did they?
I think they lost to Bowling Green.
Did they?
I could be wrong. I know they were in a close game.
Yeah.
But
that was – I mean, BYU by any – like going back to Oregon – isn't bad by any means. They beat Baylor, wasn't it? Yeah, last week.
Yeah, they beat Baylor.
Like,
That's a good win.
Was a pretty good win, especially since Baylor was way up there last year. Like they were, didn't they win the Big 12? Like
they stopped Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they beat Oklahoma State. They end up they were getting close to like championship. Like you know,
Baylor completely dropped the ball in a random regular season game against TCU last year. If they would have won that game, they would have been in the playoff.
Yeah,
after that Big 12 championship, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, so like it. They're by no means, like, they're not, like, a bad team, BYU.
Right.
And Oregon just walked right over them. And I don't know about, like, these rankings. Specifically, my thoughts on Bama being 2, if I'm going to be honest.
I think they deserve that.
I feel like they haven't really
Won by, like, 60.
Well, I don't think they've played, like, much competition, really. Like
they just beat Texas. Texas is good.
Yeah, but then that was like a really close game. Like,
yeah,
I think if I'm going to be honest, I feel like Ohio State should at least be 2 for now. I don't know.
Who have they played? I mean, is Notre Dame good?
I mean, I don't know. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, in my opinion, Ohio State has played better competition, in my opinion, than Alabama. So I would
I think Texas is better than Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say because it's like everything with it is so subjective because it's like if you played together,
yeah, well, we're
like,
so early, head too. On it,
yeah. So it's like you don't really know, and it's like it's kind of just by opinion, just by week. But oh well. Oregon, where were they at 25 last time? And now they're at 15.
Yeah, up 10 spots.
BYU's 19.
Yeah, they went. They were ranked 12th, I believe.
Can we talk about Washington, too?
Yeah, but I think Oregon was ranked 12th preseason, something like that. They get knocked out completely after getting blown out by Georgia, up to 25 after beating Eastern Washington, and now they're back up to 15 after beating BYU. They've been all over the place
people
every
don't
week.
Know. Like, I feel like people don't really know what to like think of Oregon.
Well, it's only been 3 games. No one knows. But, yeah, Washington is 18th right now after not being ranked, and they deserve it. They beat the crap out of Michigan State.
Yeah.
Like it really wasn't close. It got a little close at the end, I guess, but not, I mean, it never felt like MSU was going to win.
Yeah. That was crazy. I kind of forgot about that game. Not going to lie, I kind of wasn't keeping up that much on college football because I was like heavily into the Boise State game,
yeah,
which I really liked when Boise State had their games on Friday, because then I'd be like Friday, Saturday, and then
other things interesting. NC State is 12th, which is interesting for sure. Arkansas somehow doesn't move down at all, even though they needed like a last second surge to beat Missouri State at home. And I love Arkansas, but I officially withdraw Anthony Richardson as my Heisman pick. He played bad again.
Man.
Against South Florida. And they almost lost. So,
it's
yeah,
like you,
I'll find another bandwagon to hitch myself to that's not Anthony Richardson. But it was fun, AR-15, but you're not playing good. Two bad weeks kind of takes you out of the Heisman race in college football.
Yeah, I think so. Man.
But, yeah.
You know, I saw one thing. And it's kind of funny on CBS Sports. So they're like football records. Kansas is 3-0. Kentucky is 3-0. North Carolina is 3-0. Duke is 3-0. Syracuse 3-0. UCLA 3-0. And Indiana 3-0. Which are all basketball schools. Like
Kansas might be kind of legit. Like they beat West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And then they just went to Houston and whooped them. Like they.
Yeah, like,
Kansas actually looks like a decent team right now. It's insane.
Well, it's funny because, like, these are, like, basketball schools, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like.
Especially Kansas.
Yeah. And, like, you know, North Carolina's.
UCLA barely squeaked it out.
Yeah.
Like, they almost lost to Southern Alabama.
Like, this is crazy. Like, I feel like this is, like, what?
Yeah.
Which, man.
Kansas and Duke play this week.
Well, you know how I was talking about last year when I was doing my March Madness things? I was just choosing them off of who I know from football.
Yeah.
But then we were like, oh, they don't really correlate as much. Well, and it's like, well, apparently now.
Maybe this year.
If I would have done it this year where I would have picked my winners based off of basketball, would have worked a little bit better.
Didn't you think Iowa would have won the whole thing?
No, I took...
I swear you took Iowa. You at least took them super far.
I did
No,
take
I think
Iowa
you had North Carolina far. Over I took, Iowa.
I took North Carolina the whole way.
And which Iowa got bounced round one.
I mean, I mean, North Carolina, they were there. They were just one game away. So, I mean, I'm taking that as a win myself. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Card?
Anything? Oh, wait. I wanted to talk about App State. They're also here in, like, the receiving votes. Here, so they're at 7 or
28
or something. Florida State is kind of there. Michigan State is like
interesting
still
that
the
App
end.
State is above North Carolina when North Carolina beat them, but
yeah, I know. You know, it's a very small
Kansas getting some respect.
Yeah, Kansas Syracuse.
Kansas has 23 points.
I feel like Oregon State might be good. I'm also kind of saying that because we got whooped like in our first week, and I'm kind of hoping.
It'd be nice if they were actually good.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not a fan of Jake Haner. Like,
what?
I'm not a fan
He's
of him.
He's a stud.
I don't really, you know, I'm not really buying him. And I'm just saying, my quarterback, like, I in college is kind of, you know, it's on par. Everyone was doubting me about hating Spencer Rattler, and then he was
He's
the number
bad.
One pick.
He's been bad.
And then I literally said, he's trash. And then
I hold
Caleb
to
Williams,
it that he would still dominate if he was here, though.
And then Caleb Williams, I was like, Caleb Williams, he's even better. He's looked like he's probably going to be the number one pick next year.
Caleb?
Yeah.
No.
100%.
Bryce Young.
No, not next year. The year after.
Oh, is he not eligible this year?
He's not eligible this year. Facts. He's a sophomore.
Okay.
So, I mean... 100%.
Is Will Anderson eligible this year?
I don't know.
Because if not, it'll be Will Anderson, because he's the best player in the country.
I don't know.
He definitely is the best player.
I know, but like quarterback, like...
It seems like quarterback's valued higher.
Always.
It just depends who gets the first pick, I guess.
And dude, Bijan Robinson, too.
He's a stud.
He's probably going to go... I mean, quarterback...
He'll probably be first round.
Running back's hardly, like... After Saquon, I don't think a running back's gone, like, higher than, like... 20.
Not that I can think of. Like, what was Najee? I think Najee was 20. Or
Najee
something
was
like
20 or 25. I know Josh Jacobs was like 28.
ETN was like 21, I want to say.
I thought he was drafted in the second round.
No,
like
he was a first.
First. Oh, okay.
He was definitely a first.
Was he? Because I thought he was. Let me see. Here,
I'm 100% positive.
I thought someone was drafted like second round. And I was like, oh, he was like first.
Are you thinking Breece Hall?
It might have been.
Because Breece Hall was drafted second round this year. But, no, Najee wasn't 25. I think ETN was 25.
When was he drafted? Let me see here.
Okay, now that I think ETN was definitely 25th.
Yeah.
In the first.
He was 25th.
And Najee was before that. But, yeah.
Harris. Who am I thinking? I don't
know here.
There was someone that was like, Breece
Hall,
why
maybe?
Did he get drafted so late?
Kenneth Walker.
He was 24, so he's right before it.
Back-to-back first-round running backs.
Man, that's crazy. But, yeah. It was, I feel like, I don't know. He might go. I feel like I would take him top 10. Like, Bijan? Bijan Robinson.
I don't know if I'd take a running back top 10.
If he's that good.
Who would take a running back top 10, though? What team needs a running back that bad?
I don't know. If he's that good, though, if he's like a franchise changer, like, I think he could.
Yeah, but like Saquon wasn't the right pick at 2.
That's true.
Not that the other guys
Saquon's
up there were
like,
going to
Saquon's
be.
Saquon's the best thing about that team, though. Like,
right.
Yeah, like.
But that still doesn't make him worth the second overall pick in a draft with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Well, yeah. I mean. A quarterback, like, that's the thing now, is, like, quarterbacks literally, if you don't have a good quarterback, then your team sucks. Like, it's either you suck or you don't. Like, and it's quarterback don't. So, I don't know. But, anyways, card.
Football. Oh, come on.
Basketball.
These are so easy.
The first one I see is, where did Michael Jordan play college?
Who won a record-setting 23 straight regular season games from 2008 to 2009? Panthers, Colts, Pats, or Saints?
2008 to 2009?
Yep.
Saints. It's definitely not the Saints or the Panthers, because Colts had Peyton Manning at that point.
Yeah.
And the Patriots had
Moss.
Well, they had Moss and they had Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Patriots.
It's Colts.
Damn it! I knew it had to be the Colts.
I could be wrong, but I think 2008 was the year Brady tore his ACL and they had Matt Castle.
Was it?
I think.
Man, I was going to go Colts because I was like, it seems like the Patriots is way too easy, but man, 2-0 already. Okay. Bless you.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Who has won the most NBA Finals championships since 1990? Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, or Tim Horry? Did I say that right?
Who's the last one?
Robert Horry.
Oh, it's Robert Horry.
Damn it.
Yeah, he has seven.
You know, I tried to mess up the name just to get you screwed over.
But... yeah. Five Kobe, five Duncan, six Jordan, seven Horry.
Okay.
2-0.
Yep. Great. This is not... you know, I was making a joke with Carter. I was like, yeah, you know, after my win... your luck's changing. It's only going to be me from going forward. And then, man, never mind. Not anymore.
Yeah.
So, great.
We'll see.
Okay. NFL. What we expected, what we didn't. Do you want to start?
Are you skipping this section? I guess we'll probably hit.
Oh, in the news. Yeah, we go
we'll
in
probably
the news.
Hit all of that anyway.
Well, I kind of did this first, like, in the news. So, like, once we get into the NFL topics, we'll have already talked about it. So, it's okay. Like we go full in-depth on them.
Some notable NFL headlines. First one, a little moment of silence for our fallen soldier. Trey Lance snapped his right ankle, and I could cry.
Man, 1 week, you know, like a couple days actually after the whole like stripper thing, he was dancing. He was dancing on a stripper. And that was like a whole thing. Like, it was.
Bro, he had surgery this morning. It seems like it went well, but he's out for the year.
Wasn't it the same thing that
I think it's similar to Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah, which Dak came back fine, I guess. He came back what he was, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's smart to keep Jimmy now. I mean, I guess they look smart now. But, yeah, I guess it's Jimmy's team for the rest of the year, and then finally on to Trey for real next year.
It's so funny because I was looking at, like, clips of Jimmy Garoppolo. He looks like a dude that lost his starting quarterback job. Like, he looks so rough. Like, he got his beard all, like, scraggly now. He looks like he just, like, he got laid off.
He's gonna show up next week all clean-shaven and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy came in and won the game.
It was the Seahawks. Like,
he played okay. He had two really good drives and then didn't really do much after that. But
like,
Trey Lance gets another year of watching, learning, resting, and rehab. So,
I mean,
hopefully this year makes him better. Maybe he'll be more ready next year. I don't know. He played okay against Chicago, and he was playing well against Seattle, and his two drives were averaging 10 yards a play for his two drives. So, I don't know. I'm really excited. I still think he's the future of the franchise. I just hope he recovers. And, dude, I threw a tantrum when he got hurt.
Man, I didn't even see it. Like, he got hurt. His leg got hurt.
And then we went to commercial, and I thought he got hit in the head. I thought it was a concussion. I'm like, okay, he might be out for the game. We'll be fine. We come back, and they're lifting him onto the cart. I'm like, are you kidding?
Well, I saw his leg kind of twisted.
Are you kidding?
He tried to get up. Like,
he got up at first, and I'm like, oh, he gets up, and then he sits back down. It's probably his head. Like, he's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. No. He snapped his ankle.
Well, I feel like I talk about this all the time. Is like the thing with like those injuries is that you don't realize they happen until like you look down on your leg, and that's like
which
the scariest part.
Yeah.
Like, I still remember to this day, like the very first play. I talk about this every time. The very first play of like my last like Pop Warner Little League game, I get like it was rainy. It was against our rivals. We didn't really play it. They're already better than us. Like, I get bulldozed over, and then the person who received, like, the ball, he, like, tried to get up. Everyone was, like, he getting a hand, and then he just couldn't stand on it. And then he looks down at his leg, and he's like, oh, and then, like, all the pain just starts rushing in.
Oof.
And it's rough. It's, yeah. Like, but.
Yeah, anyway, best wishes for a good recovery there.
Well, like,
I am depressed.
And
I am so sad.
Especially with Geno Smith. I kind of knew this. This is Geno Smith's, like, memo. Like, he plays one good game, everyone hypes him up, And then he plays like trash the next game.
Yeah, well, Geno's not a good quarterback. I think we've determined that.
Like, if everyone was, like, hyping him up because they're like, oh, he beat the Seahawks. That's what happened when Russ went out last year, and then Geno came in for, like, a game.
He played fine.
He played good for the very first game. He played really good. And then after that, he just trashed. Yeah. Like,
looks like he finally wrote back. Anyway, some notable headlines from the other games that didn't involve my franchise quarterback snapping his leg. The Jets came back from down 13 with less than 2 minutes against the Browns. I don't know where that – Nick Chubb scored a touchdown that he probably shouldn't have scored, but it really shouldn't have mattered. And then Cade York misses the extra point. Flacco throws a 66-yard touchdown right away. They get the onside kick, which never happens now, and then they march right down the field, score, kick the extra point, and win. Which is just amazing, because I don't like the Browns or Browns fans, and they deserve to lose to the Jets. They really do. It's also hilarious to see Flacco being top three in passing yards right now. But, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Big dub for the Jets. I mean, what can you say?
Man.
Good for Robert Saleh, man.
That's so crazy. Like, I mean, it's just like, it's a Browns type of way to lose.
Did you see,
like,
the mannequin they had outside the stadium?
Yes, I did.
The towel?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, Browns fans deserve this.
They need to get canceled.
They deserve this.
The whole franchise, okay, it's not as bad as, like, the Washington football team, but,
it's
like...
It's getting there.
Yeah. It's getting there. Man, but...
Yeah.
And I think that was, like, pretty bad, but this was, like, embarrassing.
Yeah, speaking of blown leads...
Man.
The Ravens... The Ravens were up, what, 21? I want to say.
Yeah, it was.
Then allowed 470 pass yards and 6 pass touchdowns to Tua.
I think Tua had 2 interceptions, too, at that point. 2 zip, you know, like, literally. And then all of a sudden throws 5 straight touchdowns. Like,
Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle had, like, 190 and 171 yards, respectively, with 2 touchdowns each. Tyreek Hill was wide open on both of his touchdowns. I've never seen him so wide open. I get it. I get he's fast, all right? Mm-hmm. He's not that fast. That was just stupidity. Like, yeah. So, Lamar Jackson played out of his mind. He honestly played almost a perfect game.
Yeah.
And they lost.
I think that was probably Lamar Jackson's best game ever.
That was one of them.
And, dude, he had a 78-yard touchdown. Like,
he looks good.
He torched him.
Yeah.
That was his longest touchdown run ever.
But the Dolphins
moved it. Dolphins moved to
2-0.
Man,
and
oh my
they
goodness.
Play the Bills this week, so we'll see how long that lasts. The Bills own the Dolphins lately, but
I mean, Bills
maybe
own every
Tyreek
team.
And Mike McDaniel are the difference. I don't know, man.
Man, but, I don't even.
The Falcons almost came back.
I know,
and beat
I saw
the Rams.
That
they almost reverse Falconed.
That would have been like completely returning their whole luck. Like,
yeah, it was
completely.
What was it? It was 31.
It was 31 to 10,
and then they score a touchdown. They block a punt and get a touchdown, and they're down 6.
Did they have a fumble?
Yeah, then they get a fumble, get the ball back, and they're driving. And then Mariota throws a stupid pick to Jalen Ramsey. It was a great interception, man. Don't get me wrong, but it was a stupid throw.
Uh-huh.
And the Rams escaped, but they don't look that good.
Yeah.
They really don't.
And I mean, this kind of like, I think the first week kind of might have shown like how it is, where a average Rams team against a really great Bills team results in that type of, like, you know, loss. Like,
yeah. So we're gonna have to see this week. The Rams. Who do the Rams play this week? Honestly, don't even know.
There's no way they have a bye this week.
They're at Arizona.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Speaking of Arizona, look at that segue. Yeah. Arizona came back and beat the Raiders in Las Vegas after being down by 20. That was insane.
Uh-huh.
That was a wild game. And the way they walked it off, Hunter Renfrow catches a ball, fumbles, but it's recovered by the Raiders. 2 plays later, Hunter Renfrow catches a ball, fumbles, and the Cardinals pick it up and house it for the game.
Yeah. Like, and then the 2-point conversion, too.
The Kyler 2-point conversion?
Apparently he ran for 80 yards on that play.
I believe it. Yeah.
He was running.
He was back to the 20.
Yeah, like...
On a 2-point conversion.
And, okay, do you know what that reminded me of? 100%. And I talked about this last week. He reminded me 100% of Kyler Murray, or no, of
Kyler, well, he is Kyler Murray.
Of Russell Wilson. 100%.
A little
bit. On that play, exactly. Because do you know the last time someone did a play like that? Was Russell Wilson against the Packers in the 2014 championship game. Russell, I saw with my very own eyes, Russell Wilson ran for 150 yards before the line of scrimmage on a two-point conversion, throws it up randomly, it ends up becoming a completion, and that's what ends up resulting in the team winning. And that's what it looked like exactly. And the funny thing is that I think Kyler Murray is getting so much like this, like, you know, the luck kind of thing, because yeah. I thought Russell Wilson, if anything, he was talented, but if anything, he was just lucky
in Kyler a ton played of bad plays. For most of this game.
And like, I think it was just a ton of luck. And I think Kyler Murray, he's kind of had the same, like, a ton of resemblance from Russell Wilson.
A little bit.
Where it's
yeah.
like, you know, he plays really good at the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, they kind of fall flat. And that's been the motto for like the Seahawks for a majority of like, you know, of the time that Russell Wilson's been there. And it's been, I think, right now, too, because Russell Wilson played pretty bad. Like, the whole Broncos
team.
Yeah,
he does not look good right now.
He looked
okay week one.
But I still felt like there was points where he just already knew where he wanted to go with the ball, which is not a good sign from a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, predetermining it, throwing it, because that results
in 6-for-21 at one point.
Yeah, like, it was bad. And then, like, and even in the Seahawks game, like, it was a good example where there's one point where I forgot it was number 6 on the Seahawks, dropped a clear interception because Russell Wilson threw it. Like,
that was a terrible throw.
That's what happens is when you predetermine where you want to go with the ball, you throw it, but then it gives the defense already time to react because they're already heading into their, you know, the defense.
Yeah.
And if you don't know 100% the coverage that they're in, then you get those throws. So like,
yeah.
Man, it was crazy, but
yeah, it's rough right now. I don't really know why, but Nathaniel Hackett is terrible.
Yeah,
he might be the worst head coach in the league right now.
Why was he so bad? And then the Packers were. It had been 100% Matt LaFleur.
I assume LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers handled the play call.
100%. Like,
but then you think Kyle Shanahan called all the plays for San Francisco, and then the OC that left San Francisco is doing good in Miami. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
But Nathaniel Hackett is not a good head coach.
Yeah, so, not at all.
And then the last headline we got here, Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore continue their beef. Mm-hmm. So Brady threw an incompletion that looked like pass interference, didn't get the call. He runs down. He's like yelling at the ref or whatever. Marshawn Lattimore starts talking to Brady. Brady talks back to Lattimore. Then Lattimore, I believe, pushed somebody. And then Leonard Fournette came and pushed Lattimore. No, Fournette pushed Lattimore. Lattimore pushed back harder. And then Mike Evans came in and decked Lattimore. They both got ejected. Evans is now suspended for a game. He's appealing it. He's not going to win.
Yeah.
He's suspended for a game. And there's so many funny videos on the sideline. Like, Bruce Arians was on the sideline at the time. And you could literally see him mouth the words, like, Mike, go get in there or whatever. And then Mike Evans went and decked him. And did you see the video of Mike Evans talking to the ref?
He's like, what, it's Tom Brady?
He's like, it's Tom Brady. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
The respect he gets is so crazy. And he deserves
really
it. It's
crazy.
Just, it's
I
crazy
saw that
thing.
Too. It was also kind of funny because Tom Brady, per usual, when playing the Saints, he threw the one, like, laptop iPad thing. And I'm like, oh,
those games are fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bucks squeaked it out. I guess the final score looked a lot
more of a
blowout.
It was a pick six that
ended
the game.
Yeah.
So like
it was a lot closer than
it was 10-13, like, and then the other sealed it, but it was like really close to the end, which you kind of expected for a, you know, a game from both Saints and Bucks. But okay, all sports,
football again.
Okay, this one should be an easy one. In which direction do volleyball players move or rotate before serving? Have you not played volleyball?
Not like legitimately.
No, but like when you just like sub in people.
Yeah, but what way?
Okay, clockwise, counterclockwise, diagonally, front to back.
Clockwise.
Yep.
Yes.
Man, well, I've lost. Okay.
Who became the first player to both throw and catch a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl? Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Matt Ryan, or Carson Wentz?
Nick Foles.
Yeah. That was a little bit of a laugh.
Man, these are kind of like current card. I mean, that's like not that long ago.
Yeah.
Man.
3-1.
Well,
oh, it's already,
do spin
it's already reps.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Exactly. So,
the wheel.
Let's just spin.
The legendary wheel.
Punch,
a little
punch,
bit of
punch,
modifications.
Punch, punch. Yeah, so let's go over the.
Oh, there's only one punch now, which we'll probably still land on.
Yeah.
There's opposing jersey on there, sign of shame, shirt of shame.
Yeah. Which I'm actually kind of excited about.
Salt shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Let me re-screw this in. But, okay, I'm kind of thinking opposing jersey, I don't know how that's going to work with the green screen.
Why?
Because it's a green jersey.
Do you not have a white Packers jersey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could do that. Yeah. I kind of forgot about that. Okay. Okay, what's punched? Damn it!
Shock Tato!
No!
Let's go!
I was hoping it was not going to be this one. Oh. There goes all the beans.
Wonderful.
The Beboozles.
Here's your Shock Tato.
Oh, my gosh. I hate this.
Your favorite. All right, well, let's keep talking so you don't know when it's coming. On to some more NFL. We're going to go back to the what we expected and what we didn't expect segment here. So I'll go first while you sit there and think about the Shock Tato. What I expected Lamar to...
Thinking about my punishment.
I expected Lamar to play like he is. He's, as I put in the document here, La MVP. I think if the season ended today, Lamar's the MVP.
Oh,
there it is. Yeah. Prime Lamar's back. Ravens are idiots for not extending him because now he's just going to get more money. And then I also expected that, you know, the Chiefs are still the kings of the AFC West, at least for now, which makes sense. I didn't think the Broncos and Raiders would look this bad, but I thought the Chiefs were better than the Chargers.
I thought, I feel like the whole, I have opinions on that game. I think, are you just going to eat the random one?
Good or bad? What do you think?
That's dog food or, chocolate.
Oh, I don't like chocolate and jelly beans. Hold on.
Dude, there's going to be a bad one. That's a rough one. Either way, it kind of sucks.
Okay. What's this one?
I don't know. Probably booger.
Oh.
Is it booger? It
might
have barf.
Oh.
Does it taste like barf or does it taste boogery?
I was hoping for a good one. I don't know what it is. It's bad, though.
You're hoping for a good one.
Oh,
pushing
my
your luck.
Gosh.
Man, we both get it.
That's really bad. I got all good ones last time.
Well, remember how I won the game?
Bro,
and then...
it's getting worse.
You know, it kind of rolled around in the pox, so it probably got some like flavoring from that.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Well, that was the thing. I won the game, and I got a bad... like Bean Boozle right after, so I was like, did I really win?
Yeah. I didn't expect that the Broncos would look this bad. They just really don't look good. They barely squeaked it out against Houston. They lost to Seattle. Now they're hosting San Francisco, so they'll probably get right now, but
yeah,
Broncos look bad. The Colts got shut out by the Jaguars 24-0. The Colts have not won in Jacksonville in 8 years.
Dude, the Jacksonville Jaguars kind of look...
They look okay.
I mean,
but
okay.
It just made
Doug
me
Peterson
really happy.
Is kind of doing wonders for that team.
Yeah, he's been good.
I mean,
I said it when he was hired. I was a big fan of the hire. I got hated on.
I hated you because I was like, are the players really going to buy into a player that literally purposely took a loss for the team? But maybe that was just because he was just doing it for the head coach. Like, the head coach is like, dude, you're going to do this or you're going to get fired. So, I don't know. But it was, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Colts blamed all of their problems on Carson Wentz after last year. So, naturally, Matt Ryan proceeds to go out and do significantly worse against the Jaguars than Carson Wentz did.
Yeah.
Which makes me a little happy.
Man.
And then I did not expect that the Cowboys were going to beat the Bengals.
Oh,
the Cooper Rush-led Cowboys beat the Bengals, knocking the Bengals to 0-2.
Man.
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, so that's what I expected and didn't.
Okay, so for me, I put as number one my Aaron Rodgers Chicago real estate. Still owns the Bears. I mean, okay, the funny thing is that you think that, like, after he said that, karma would come back, or like the Bears would come back and want to win and like put everything they could into beating Aaron Rodgers just because he said that. Mm-hmm. Be like, you know, I'm not going to let him stand by just saying that. But nope, ever since, I think he's 3-0 or 4-0 after saying that. Like, he's still chilling with the. And okay, I'm just going to say this. Matt LaFleur, he's 24-2 at home, like for the Packers. And he's like 30-8, which is ridiculous, like for a starting coach, like just going in. I mean, he did inherit Aaron Rodgers and like Aaron Jones, but
still,
like,
though,
it's still pretty crazy. And I'll put this in unexpected / didn't expect the Bengals. I said it beforehand. I was thinking the Bengals were going to have a flop year because I was, you know, that's a thing where the team that loses in the Super Bowl always has a down year. But I mean, even both teams kind of don't look good. But like, I think I kind of predicted it where I thought the Bengals kind of just had a fluke year last year where they just magically did good. And then I didn't think they're going to do as good this year. But it was kind of hard because I'm like, is Joe Burrow really going to have that much of a fall off and Ja'Marr Chase? But I mean, that's why I kind of was like backing down a little bit on it. But man, the Cowboys, I even put them in my like, what's your wager, mm-hmm. which we'll get into. But like, I put them in there, and that's the only reason I didn't get it was because, mm-hmm. man, that's rough.
You're lucky you wagered 4 on the,
I know,
on the Lions.
Now I'm up.
You're down 1.
No, now I'm up into like the actual numbers. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was crazy. That was ridiculous. What I didn't expect, also, Cardinals comeback. That was rough, man. Yeah. It was crazy. I don't think anyone expected them to come back from that. And I didn't expect Tua and Lamar's performance. I mean, Lamar Jackson played pretty well last game, but this was a near perfect game. And I, coming from a Lamar Jackson hater, notorious certified, he played really good. He 78-yard touchdown run, and then he just, you know, he was slinging it all over. And then Tua coming back, like, man, I did not expect that.
Yeah.
I was texting one of my friends, and I was like, oh, I feel bad for you. And they're like, yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan. I'm like, I feel bad. And then all of a sudden, he texts me later. He's like, how about them Dolphins? And I'm like, wow. And I was like, man, I kind of walked into that one. Yeah. But, man, you know, maybe it was because the Jinx, Adam Jinx, at that point, you know,
that
undefeated.
That could be it.
But
it is strong.
It was crazy. But now on to what's your wager. Okay. Carter picked the what's your wager game. And it was the Packers Bucks.
I gave him 2 options. We disagreed on this one. It's Packers at Bucks. So
yep.
I'm gonna take the Bucks and I'm gonna put 2 points on. Oh, the current score is 2-1, by the way.
Me. Yep.
So I'm gonna put 2 points on the Bucks.
Well, it was 3-0 last week, right? Or 3-3.
Yeah.
And then you wagered 1 point. I wagered 4. He wagered on the Commanders.
I wagered 2. No. It was 4-3.
I thought it was 3-3.
Or no, yeah, you're right. It was, but then I only did 1 lock and I hit it.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to go Bucks for 2 points, and then I have 2 games this week I'm locking in. Bengals over Jets, which I'm a little nervous about, and then Ravens over Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. For me, I got to pick the Packers, but if I'm going to be honest, I'm going to wager only... I'm going to wager 2 points.
Okay.
I'm going to wager 2. I was kind of tempted just to wager only 1 point because, I mean, I can't not pick the Packers here.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, I just can't do it. But I'll pick the Bills over Dolphins. That'll be 1.
I can still taste that jelly bean.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I needed the toothpaste one because the toothpaste one made my breath actually feel minty.
Yeah, that probably,
you know,
actually would help.
It actually really helped, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'll pick the Eagles over the Commanders.
Really? As a lock?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm getting risky.
We haven't even seen the Eagles play yet.
I'm getting risky
it's
here.
Their second game.
I'm getting risky.
Okay.
And then, I'm going to pick Chiefs over Colts. So I'll be 3.
What was your first one again?
Bills.
Bills.
And then
we have all different picks.
I think that'll be it. Who'd you pick?
I picked the Bengals and Ravens.
Bengals over the Jets? Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like a risk at this point.
I know. And then, well, I thought it was a slam dunk last team because I even said that. I'm like, I'm expecting Cooper Rush to play in this game. Mm-hmm. And then clearly happened.
Cowboys. What else did you pick? Cowboys Giants play this week.
Oof. Dude, I'm riding for the Giants. I told you that. We have a bet on it.
This is a big leg up for the bet, whoever
bet
wins
on the line. But, man.
Go Cooper.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, wait. Who else did you put? So you had the
Bengals and Ravens.
Bengals, Ravens. Who are the Ravens playing?
Pats.
Patriots.
So I don't feel, because I think it's in New England too, so I don't feel amazing, but I'm taking it.
I mean, I feel like the first week it was kind of easy. Like, there's easy picks. That one. But, like, now it's getting a little harder.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were some surefire ones last week, in my opinion. Like, I thought the... Which ones did I think?
You took the Rams, the Bengals.
I think I hit on all of them except for the Bengals one.
Yeah.
I thought the Rams was a surefire one. Like, I thought the Broncos
Rams
or the Texans.
Lost.
But I know. Well, I thought they were surefire
so the
ones. And then the Broncos. Yeah, they almost like.
Yeah, I only took San Francisco and they came through.
Man. But yeah, I mean, we'll see how we go on those. But I think that's the end of the episode.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, that's all we have for today's episode. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms, Sports and Stuff Show, specifically TikTok, Instagram. I think we're going to do an Instagram poll on the punishments so we can have more of those. And then, Twitter, we're SNS_show. Also, subscribe to our YouTube if you haven't already. And, yeah, we'll see you next one.
Peace.